evening session. We're in the evening session, giving praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated. As a way of starting off, when it comes to revival, the same way God, when Gideon took those men, and God said, "These men are too many for me." By the time he did the first test or finished the whole thing, only 300 remained out of how many? Was it 18,000? Or how many thousand were there? Eh? How many? 30,000? Only 300 remained. When Jesus was ascending to heaven, he appeared to 500 people. How many? And he told them, "Go and tarry in Jerusalem." How many tarried? It's like that. I want to beg you, see, what will matter before God is your consistency. If you are not consistent in this matter, forget it. I was telling somebody, I said, when revival starts, you will see 90 days program going on. I mean this. Not that you are cajoling people. If you are to be part of those that will beg revival, and you can't have a service of 30 days, how can you carry people for 90 days? Kenneth Hagin had meetings for 100 days, non-stop. The same time, 100 days. So that's why the interest of God is the vessels. And the more we keep looking at it, the more you understand that many are not even ready for it. And I'm sure that's why I say, let them do 30 days. And meet me 60 times. Hallelujah. Because even as we have started now, there are people already breaking. Some didn't come in the morning. Some came in the evening. The one that came in the morning didn't come in the evening. Papa can't walk with such people. Amen. But as many as keep coming, we'll be training till you become a vessel God can pour his life into. Revival won't come in the vacuum. God doesn't pour revival in the vacuum. Revival must be poured into who? Human vessels. Are you hearing me? That's why he waited till those disciples gathered. If he won't do anything. Every revival that took place, there were men on ground who the Holy Ghost could come and domicile on their lives and spread his presence into the city. And such men are ready to give up everything and stay till he comes. May God give you grace. Tonight, I'm looking at the part two of what I started this morning. Those of you who were here in the morning. Encountering the living Christ. We started by looking at the issue of revived by encounter. But I want to push it further by saying that encounter is with the living Christ. Take down this quickly. Our relevance in revival is tied to our encounters. God will not do much. My daughter, are you with me? And you need to have a paper and Bible. That's why I'm not doing video or anything. I will not have decorum. I will lash at when I need to lash at. Because when we're with this camera, we guide our... No. Let's talk to ourselves. I see a lot of young people, but listen, it's not enough that you came. You must be ready to follow God. God is not under any pressure to use people. Just like you know, if you are a clean person, it doesn't matter how pressed you are. If that toilet is dirty, you won't use it. You would rather hold it. God is not in. He waited for 430 years to set Israel free. How many years? And I'm not joking. It was vessels missing, not power. It was not power that was not available. It was what? He couldn't find the right man. I hope you know, by the time Moses came up, Moses can spend how many days with him? How many days? Talk to me. How many days? 40 days without food and drink. Our own, we go home and come back. If we decide now and lock this door, I say all of us will stay here for 40 days. You know there will be protest. Eh? Now we kill Jesus. There will be protest. How did Moses do that kind of thing? And that's why God waited for how many years? 430 years. Because he knows some people will not spend more than 2 days. What will they do? I'm going home. Your relevance is tied to what? Your encounters. Because an encounter has a way of making people become who God wants them to be. Let's study quickly Exodus chapter 3. God had intention of using Moses, but he won't use Moses till he had an encounter with the living God. Moses won't tell stories. By the time Moses begins to speak, he must speak as one that saw God. He must speak as one that has seen God. He shouldn't tell stories. He shouldn't tell them he had a dream. No. They won't listen to him. And in our time and our age, we can't tell stories of dreams. Hebrews 11:27. See how the Hebrew writer captured the life of Moses. And I'm saying this to us. Anything it will take you to see God, see him. See him. I'm not talking of feelings. A real encounter, and I will show us certain things that will help. Hebrews 11, quickly, 27. Can I have that scripture, sir? By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured. If you have your Bible, it's good you read it. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. That's an encounter. Encounter makes you see God that is invisible. Let's go to Exodus chapter 3 and look at from verse 1 or verse 1 or verse 3 because of time. Go to verse 3. Exodus 3 verse 3. Exodus 3 verse 3. Are you guys helping me with scriptures? Oh. Oh my God. I'm not supposed to spend too much time on this. Okay, let's start from verse 2 because of time. Verse 2, please. Because of emphasis. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire. If you talk about a foremost revivalist in the Old Testament, one of whom, Elijah one, the second is Moses. And I want to remind you that Israel was not truly, like we normally say, they were not unbelievers. I hope you know they were not unbelievers. You know, we normally say we have left Egypt. The truth was that they were suffocated by Egyptians not to worship God the way they should worship God. Are you with me at all? They were what? They were suffocated by the Egyptians' idols. Not that they didn't know God. Because from time, Abraham knew God. Are you hearing me? Jacob knew God. Isaac, Joseph, they all knew God. But when they came to a point, they were oppressed. And they could no longer serve God. Just like demons are oppressing believers. So, in real sense, what Moses did to them was not getting them born again. It was revival. It was what? That I saw it today. That it was not that they were not idol worshippers. Were they? No. But they were suffocated. Just like fashion has suffocated our people. I hope you know it's suffocating our people. So that the average sister can't serve God in modesty. She must open something, open somewhere. It's an oppression of Egypt. It's Egypt's civilization. So it's not that people are not getting born again. If you come here, we do crusades, you see people, especially when they have it in all these stadiums, how do you see people come out? They rush out. Does God not see them as saved? They are saved. But there is a choking of Egypt. So that we can't see life. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So, Moses was a revivalist. Are you hearing me? He was a revivalist. Now, I'm saying that God will never send you on a revival walk if you have not seen him face to face. This is the first day of our 30 days. And I'm starting with this very strong. In the morning, we talked about encounter, visitations. God will not send you on any assignment. Tomorrow evening, I'll talk about the apostolic revival. What is the meaning of apostolic? Apostolic means the sent. That's the meaning. An apostle is a sent disciple. That's all. Go and find out. It's a messenger, a sent person. And Baba doesn't send people. He doesn't have face-to-face. What? Talk to me now. Face-to-face encounter with them. And that's why the church is apostolic. Because before the church was born, people had to wait for a priest who will go and see God for them. Are you hearing me now? But when the church was given birth to, it became apostolic because everybody can now see Jesus how? Face to face. That's the apostolic. That's the apostolic. Nothing more. The apostolic is to be sent. Is the sent one. So, Moses was a revivalist. Oh God, I don't want to preach long. Help me. Moses was a revivalist. But for him to go and bring revival, he had to see God how, church, face to face. And when he encountered God, God introduced himself. God said, my name is the I Am. Go and tell the people, they can write anything behind. My name is the I Am. I am your savior. If you put savior behind, I am your savior. If you put healer behind, I am your healer. Anything you put behind my name, I am. If you say I'm your killer, I become your killer. I am. That name was not revealed to Abraham. It wasn't revealed to Isaac. It was revealed to a revivalist. Because he was about to enter a place where Egypt had choked Israel. He was about to enter a place where there was a civilization trying to take away the culture of the kingdom. And he was going to face those principalities head on. He can't tell them stories. He can't say, I was sleeping and I heard a voice. Mm-mm. The I Am sent me. I saw him face to face. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? And when that happens, when he now sends you, it's not Pastor Okai sending you. You see, when you begin to understand the calling of a revivalist, you don't need anybody to tell you to come and pray or to go for evangelism. No. Because you begin to understand that you have heard who? The Lord. And that's where we must come to in these 30 days, where we begin to become responsible as people who have heard from who? From the Lord. Now let's go to Acts 1, everybody. Look at chapters. Chapter 1, verse 3. Let me just stop in verse 3. Tomorrow morning I'll go. Tomorrow evening. Or say morning now. Tomorrow morning I'll go to verse 14. And if you are wise, you will notice that we are studying Acts. Throughout the 30 days, all the topics I'm bringing is from Acts. It's Acts. It's this Acts. We're going to be studying it. Acts 1:3. The Bible said, to whom also he did what? He showed himself what? Alive. After his passion, by many what? Church. Infallible proofs. Being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining of the kingdom. This is necessary because it will quicken them. It will what? It will quicken them. It will bring them back to life. Something happened when Jesus was with them. They had such life. They were moving about with such audacity. Then suddenly Jesus Christ died. Now, the problem with his death, and let me tell you something, because I won't have the time to look at these scriptures the way I want to look at them. The problem with the death of Jesus is not that they didn't come to a place where they saw that the grave was empty. But let me tell you something. You cannot tell stories that the grave is empty. That's not enough story. Because when you tell the people the grave is empty, they may tell you they stole his body. Are you hearing me? You can't tell them I saw the grave clothes. They say, hey, maybe they changed the clothes. That's why in that John, in chapter 20, when Peter got there and they saw the empty grave, do you know Peter was still not satisfied? Because before Jesus left, he told them many things. They saw power. They saw different things. And Peter looked at it. The other young man looked at it. I think we'll get there. I don't know if I have the time. He looked at it. He touched the grave clothes. And don't forget that there was a story going around that they have stolen his body. Do you know they left there sad? That sadness they left it was a sadness that will make them sit down. It will make them sit down. Everything that God told them will not work. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter the visions you see. It doesn't matter how much God have told you you will go far. If you have not met the living Christ, you won't move. Praise God. It doesn't matter how much dreams you have, because there's power when you see him. There is something he does to the believer when he sees him. So somebody like Mary refused to go. She stayed there. But let's leave that maybe towards the end. Luke 24. Go to Luke 24. Let me show you this picture very well. Verse 1. Luke 24, verse 1. It's a bit long, but let's just look at it and show you why you must. Now, onto the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. You know the story. I can't go into those depths. They wanted to come and anoint him, and somebody had done it already. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much watchful. What do you call it? Can I see on that translation, in your perplex? This is the state of men who have not seen the risen Christ. They will be what? Perplexed. Every time they are confronted, they will shake. Even though they have some level of scriptures in their head, but it's not as strong as when you see him. They were perplexed. Any translation? Good. And while they were what? Look at it. They were what, church? They were in doubt. But I'm going to speak to somebody's life. Every doubt about Jesus will die in these 30 days. Do you know how he said? He said he showed them by many infallible what? Proofs. Why was he doing that? He was wiping off what? Doubt. How many of us have doubted before? Say the truth. Lift your hand. Please lift your hand. You know, I know how the doubt comes. It comes when the devil shows you your life. Oh, you're not here now. He will show you your life and say, is it you that you say you want to save the world? You. You say you're a revivalist. You say you're an evangelist. You. When last did you look at your mother? That her knee problem is still there. And you say you are a... Then he can carry into a corner. And then before you know, you're doing like this. Ah, wow. Am I even called? Am I saying something? Am I saying something? He will corner you till you begin to doubt your dreams, doubt your visions. These guys, they slept with Jesus. They saw him walk where? You see him. And yet, Satan can make them to do what? Doubt. We are too small for him. If he can make Peter to doubt. If you are the Lord, Lord, tell me to come. And Peter walked on water. Peter still doubted. That's how strong the devil can be. And there are many of us here who are confused about our future. It will end today. It will end. I'm not joking. You are confused. You are saying, is this what God told me? It will end today. It's the devil. It's the devil bringing you to a corner. Let's see that scripture quickly. Hey, Lord, I want to close before 6:30. And while they were in doubt about it, they saw two men in what? In shining clothing by them. And as they were afraid, they bowed down their heads to the earth. Are you watching? They said unto them, why what? Oh my God. Let me ask you a question. If you were in doubt and suddenly you see two shining people appear to you, will it not quench your doubt? But I will show you that even those shining men could not quench their doubt. Satan is a bad devil. That is, angels appeared and looked at them. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? I thought, how many of you noticed the day Balaam was, a donkey was talking to Balaam? That Balaam was not surprised that the donkey was talking. Did you notice that? The Bible said the prophet was mad. Satan, you're not hearing what I'm talking about. You know, if a donkey is talking to you, first of all, you say, what is this? Balaam was talking back to the donkey. Something had made his head mad. When Satan comes on your case, even when angels appear, you will still doubt. Even when you have certain revelations, you still doubt. Let's see the scripture. Give me my scripture, please. He's not here. He's risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was yet in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day do what? Rise again. And in verse 8, let's go quickly. And they remembered what? His words. Verse 9. And returned from the sepulchre and told all these things to who? To 11. And to all the rest. And in verse 10, it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women that were with him, that told these things to the apostles. Verse 11. Look, read it, everybody. Want to go? Are you hearing that? Who didn't believe? Call their name very well. The who? Apostles did not believe. You need an encounter. Because when you start this work, you cannot rely on angelic visits. Are you hearing me? You cannot rely on what? Visions and dreams. No. You must have seen him how? Face to face. I saw Jesus. I'm not talking of a dream. This meeting, I want us to grow out of dream issues and tell Jesus we want to see you. I'm not saying you were sleeping. That's the goal of this meeting. I'm not saying you're what? You're not sleeping. He walked into your room and he called you by name. Philip, take over Thieveland for me. That's enough. You were not sleeping. But by the time you look again, he was nowhere again. And you started shouting like a madman. I just saw him. You will be screaming. What I'm teaching today may be for only seven people. But my joy is that seven will rise. That seven persons will rise. Who will testify on this altar? I saw the Lord. And you will know they saw the Lord. Let's see quickly. But their words seemed like nonsense. Are you hearing? It seemed like what? Nonsense to them. I don't know what Satan did to those apostles. And they did not believe the women. Verse 12. Then arose Peter and ran to the sepulchre and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves and what? And departed what? Is this thing true? That Peter was doubting. He was wondering. Go to verse 15 quickly. Quickly. Okay, the two men, go to verse 15 because of time. Verse 15. Everybody watch. So when Christ saw this confusion going on in verse 15, Jesus had to come himself. And I speak to somebody, he will come himself. I sent angels, they didn't believe. I sent the women, they didn't believe. I am coming by myself. He will come by himself. Beyond your dreams and visions, he's coming tonight. Please give me that scripture. He came as they communed and talked together. Jesus did your church. He drew himself. Jesus himself. Somebody say himself. I'm not sending an angel. You know, there was a day God told Moses, I'm no more going with you. I will send an angel. Moses said, don't try it. If you will not go with me, don't go again. Is somebody ready to pray that prayer today? I have seen signs. I have seen visions. I want to see you, Lord. I want to have an encounter, not dream, not vision. Were they dreaming? Were they dreaming in that place? Talk to me, were they dreaming? The Bible said they were walking. Just like you're walking in North Bank. You're walking. Eh? Especially bats, you're just walking. And then suddenly, Jesus just came by your side. And the two of you were walking together. But your life cannot remain the same. I want us to think in that direction. Because he told me he will visit his people. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Let me have that scripture quickly. But they were prevented from what church? From recognizing him. Verse 17. Then he spoke to them. What is the dispute? Now listen, let me show you how bad it was. What is the dispute that you are having with each other? And they stopped walking and looked how, church? How were they looking? Discouraged. And in verse 18. Then one named Cleopas, he was even rebuking Jesus there. He answered, are you the only what? Are you a visitor? You mean you don't know of one man that say he will rise? This is 3 days now. We have not seen him. They were in doubt. Are you the only visitor who doesn't know the things that have happened these days? 19. Quickly. What things? Jesus asked them. So they said, the thing concerning who? Jesus, the Nazarene. Who was a prophet?
powerful in action. Speech before God and all the people. Verse 20. There are people that will rise in these 30 days. There are things you have been procrastinating. After this encounter, you will rise. Can I have that scripture quickly, please? After this encounter, you will rise. Oh my God. Shatale makadash. Lebratu sakatash. You can't get it for me? Look. Luke 24. Okay. And our lead, Apple Watch, and our lead, our chief priest leaders handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. Please follow what I'm teaching. And how our chief priest leaders handed him. No, go to the next verse now, young man. I'm trying to kill time. Okay, let me just go ahead. If you read up to verse 24, immediately Christ showed them who he was. The Bible said they rose up and went to Jerusalem. I wish you would see that scripture. Listen. They were all relaxed. Everybody was relaxed. Everybody was relaxed. Immediately they saw Christ, they rose up. At once to where? To Jerusalem. There is actions that take place after you see him. There are steps you begin to take after you see him. Steps. Oh God, help me. I'm talking to somebody. There are things God has been laying in your heart, but you are not sure. After this encounter, you will begin to take those steps. You will begin to take those steps. It's not because you don't love the Lord. It's because you're not too sure. So encounters are supposed to push you into what God wants you to do. Then their eyes open. You have gone to the end. In verse 54, quickly. The 52. And they worshipped him because he appeared to them. Even when these men told them, they were still not believing. I don't have the time to go there. In verse 52. And they worshipped him. And they returned to Jerusalem. Listen, after worshiping him, they returned to Jerusalem. That is after he appeared to them. With what, church? With great joy. That is, nobody needs to beg me anymore to serve this God. I know it's alive. I know all he told me is true. Are you hearing me at all? Something was stirred up. Listen, I'm telling you, if he didn't appear to them, they will never stay in that upper room. What made them stay in the upper room was that they saw him, and they knew that everything he was telling them was true. I'm speaking to somebody. You are about to encounter the living Jesus. You are about to encounter the living Christ. If I hear that amen like thunder, you are going to move. It kills procrastination. It kills tracking of it. If you see him, is there anybody I'm talking to this evening? Verse 53. See verse 53. That thing that makes you look at, and they were where, church? They were where? How long? We must see him. This one will come and run. Some of us need to stay with him for 20 days, 30 days. Am I talking to the wrong people? If I see 7 people, I'm okay. 7 people that they will see him and they will cut off from this earth. This they will cut off. He said, at all times, they will need him. Every distraction left them. You are still playing games because you have not seen him. If you see him, and you will see him. I say you will see him. Genesis 45:25. Oh God, I didn't want to keep people more than this time. Please just help me. Let me rush and you push it close. Because tomorrow we're entering another level. And I don't want anybody distracted. Let me show you a scripture. How many of you know Jacob? Eh? You know Jacob? He had a son he loved so much called who? Joseph. And they told him Joseph had died. Do you know the day they told him Joseph died, he started dying. Nothing was working for him anymore. What I'm saying this to us is that if we have not seen a living Christ, it's as good as saying he died and he rose. Are you hearing me? He died and what? And he rose. But we have not seen him alive. So the Bible said they now came to him. Look, everyone, look up. And they told him, saying, Joseph is what, church? Is yet alive. I'm showing you that encounters brings revival. Encounters bring revival. Give me the scripture. He's yet alive and is governor of over the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart did what, church? Fainted. For what? For he believed them not. Look at the next verse. 27. Quickly. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he did what, church? I want to hear Saul. When he what? Tell your neighbor, I've been hearing. I want to see. When he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to him, what happened, church? The spirit of Jacob, their father, did what? And you know, after this, he said, let us go. Hallelujah. But my matter is that there will be, let us go. Let's take this city. If there is something you will see, you will know that all this petty. No, let's go. Let's take the city. And Jacob's spirit revived. Your spirit is reviving. I say your spirit is reviving in the name of Jesus. Two keys, and I close with that. Number one, stay and meditate on the living word to see the living Christ. Kaya, I wish you heard that. Stay and meditate where? On the living word to see the living Christ. I hope you saw it in Luke 24. That he expounded what? Scriptures. Before he now showed himself to them. So it means that the journey into seeing the living Christ is where? Is in the word. These 30 days, we have given you 66 chapters alone. Stay there. Stay. Meditate. It is out of that meditation you will see him. He will stand by your side. He will stand. I'm not saying you are dreaming. I'm not saying you're having a vision, a trance. No. Jesus will come. Number two. Cry for deeper intimacy. See, time has gone. Two disciples. One is called Peter, one is called John. Look at me. Are you here? Peter and who? How many of you know that one loved Jesus and Jesus loved one? Did you notice? Eh? He said, the one he loved. And Peter, do you love me? Peter said, I love you. So the Bible said the two of them began to run to the sepulchre. John did what? He outran. Those are levels of intimacy. John did what? I want to go and see. That level of desperation showed in how quickly, the urgency. But when he got to the place, he did like this and stopped. Peter got there and entered. Somebody's on that level. I'm showing you intimacy. So when Peter entered, that's when John now came. Peter looked at the things, said, no hope. What? No hope. And carried his brother. The two of them went back home, angry, sad, disappointed. But the woman called Mary, said, I'm going nowhere. I'd rather carry the dead body than not to have him at all. You're not hearing what I'm talking about now. She said, where have you laid him? I want to what? I want to carry him. Now, to show you the intimacy she had, suddenly angels came. I thought by the time she saw angels, she would have settled for angels. She was still asking the angels, where is Jesus? What she's saying is that I have passed this stage of angels. I want to have an encounter with Jesus. Are you hearing me? It was that desperation Jesus saw. Because let me tell you, heaven wanted to see if she can push further. You may leave tonight, angels will visit you. Tell the angels, thank you for coming. I'm still waiting for Jesus. You're not hearing what I'm talking about. Am I talking to the real crowd? Are these the people I'm supposed to talk to? See, the apostolic can't walk without Jesus. Mm-mm. You can't go far. And this is an apostolic community. You can't go far. Are you hearing me? Because where it now happens is when Jesus sends you. The only reason they called Saul an apostle was that Jesus sent him. Are you hearing me? The apostle is the who? Is the sent one. You will see him. Mine is to disciple you, but you must see the Lord Jesus. And when you see him, your craziness will go beyond my instructions. Are you hearing me? Rise to your feet.
Oh, I thought I would close by 6:30. The communion is blessed already. Let's pray a very fast prayer. I want to close early. Look at me, everybody, to recruit certain people for God. And I pray you will not miss out. I am not joking. After these 30 days, some of you, you will have a job with the Father in heaven. A kingdom work. I'm not talking of assignments of men. I know what I'm telling you. It's a time for separation. Lift your two hands. In 1 minute, say, Jesus, I want to see you. Say, Jesus, I have heard with my ears. I have dreamt in the night. I have had visions. But I want to see you face to face. Go ahead and talk to him.
Jesus.
I want to see the living Christ.
See you face to face.
I want to see the living Christ. Make sure you are praying, I beg you. My time is short, but please pray. I want to have an encounter with Jesus. I want to have an encounter with the living Christ. Show yourself alive in my life. Show yourself alive. 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 Jesus. Jesus. I wish you were praying the way I thought you would pray. I know there are a few persons, but I wish you would pray.
Jesus, I desire to see.
This 30 days will not end.
Jesus.
I want to see Jesus.
Shepekato sopalata, incapata zaparata.
I want an encounter. Shepekataka
sapakaparata katias, likapaka sepekato sopalata, ilepekataka sepekatosa,
incapaka
teke sepelete, ekapaka teke sulapa, ilepekato sopalata,
lepekapaka
sapakayata, lepekapaka takasayata, lepekepekapalata, lepekepereta bayata. Jesus, I desire to see you. Shepekepekapalata. I desire to see you, Jesus. Shagadagada bagabala banasha. Repate se para se parida. Shagadagada bagabala. Rate sate barita. Reparasca banda batia. Ecopata zeca batania. Zagada bagabada bania. Sugabana bagabada bania. Amen.
While I was preparing this message, the Lord said to me, if Moses saw me, why won't you see me? Moses is an Old Testament believer. He saw the Lord. Moses saw the Lord. He said, I speak to others in dreams. He said, but to this one, I speak to him how? Face to face. That's the glory that fades. And the glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former. How can I live here in this New Testament life and I didn't see God? Lift your hands. I hope you know the Bible says John was sent by God. In 1 minute, I want you to cry out to God. I want to see Jesus. I want to have an encounter. Jesus. Jesus. My prayer now is that God will put a burning desire in your heart. A passion that nothing will quench. A burning passion that nothing will quench. I want to see Jesus. I want an encounter. I want an encounter. I want an encounter. I want an encounter.
I want an encounter. A tangible, feelable encounter. Something so real. Not in a dream. Mm-mm. Not in visions. I want to walk with Jesus. I want to walk with Jesus. I want to have an encounter. Something is happening right now. I see the Lord stirring the heart of some young people here now. He will put a burning desire for Jesus. A burning desire. A burning desire. A burning desire. A burning desire. A hunger. A desire for intimacy. A desire for intimacy. I'm not talking about ministry. A desire for intimacy. A desire for intimacy. A desire for intimacy. He showed himself alive. 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 In Jesus' name.
I have a professor, a pastor friend. Oh, he's older than me, though. I stayed in his house before I married. When Boko Haram thing became very strong, he's in Medugu. One day they were in church, and the Boko Haram people entered and started shooting. They shot his hand, pieces his bones. Then the choir stand, they were shooting, and they said there was nobody in the choir stand. The people shot and finished their guns there after shooting the pastor. Other people were there. It's as if they didn't see the other people. Do you know that after that incident, he got appointment in uni in Ibadan? He's a professor in vet medicine. He said Jesus said he shouldn't go anywhere. It's over 15 years. All his children, everybody is still in Maiduguri till tomorrow. Still preaching. The same church that they shot. That's the man that saw Jesus. They begged him, come and walk in Ibadan. He said, I'm not going anywhere. He built a house over 5 years ago, 6 years ago. After that, he built a house. His children are schooling him. All of them. He said, none of you is going anywhere. You're going to school in Medugu. All his girls. He saw Jesus. Jesus told him, don't go. Don't go anywhere. Stay. He said, I will bless you and prosper you. Lift your hands. As we take communion tonight, in the breaking of bread, we want to see Jesus. Father, they have heard pastor's speech, but let them hear you speak. Let them see you face to face.
Amen.
There's somebody struggling. That struggle will end after this encounter.
Amen.
Struggle to pray. Struggle to give your all to God. Struggle to move for God. Struggle to take actions. Struggle to tie up yourself and say, I locked myself for 10 days. All those struggles will end.
Amen.
Dangerous decisions. Dangerous decisions.
Amen.
Crazy decisions.
Amen.
That thing that will make you take actions unbelievable. You're about to see Jesus.
Amen.
You're about to see Jesus.
Amen.
That was the crazy life of Paul. He saw Jesus. They say you will die. You say, I'm ready to die. Father, let this communion be an eye-opening communion. Let it attract Jesus to us. In the name of Jesus. Not in your dreams alone. Not in visions. In real life. Sit on my bed. Sit with me on my cushion. I don't have a problem, Lord. Kaya. You will see him. Please sit down.